在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello everyone, this is Harp.
And Robin.
And we're bringing you the Curious Question podcast at Q-Lips.
At Q-Lips. And this is where we take one of your English questions.And we break it down and explain it to you as best we can.
If you don't understand everything, you go to the website, that's culips.com, and you click on lip service. And there you find detailed explanations, you find a transcript, and then you quiz yourself at the end. Definitely. Today's question.
Yeah, what is today's question? What are we looking at?
We're looking at a question from Jake. I don't know where he's from. He didn't give us the information. But basically, his question is about the sentence, he had better go to work soon. It's getting late.
He had better go to work soon. It's getting late. So his question is about how to use the expression had better, and what this expression means.
Well, his question had to do with the tense and the words had better.
Okay.
And he was asking about whether it should be past perfect, what tense. The answer is that had better is a fixed expression. It's not related to verb tenses. Had better is always had better.
Indeed. And you can forget about the tenses and stuff with this. As long as you remember, had better always goes together.Everything is okay. Now, do you have any examples?
Let's explain had better, just a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, so when you say he had better, or we had better, or she had better, basically you're saying that they have to, they should, they must do something, or, dun dun dun,
something bad will happen.
Exactly. So it's a fixed expression to say that you have to do something, or...something bad will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the something bad, we don't always say that in the expression. You can say, he had better do blah, blah, blah. You don't always have to say the bad part, the consequence.
Absolutely. And a perfect example is, wow, this room, it's caught fire. Everything's burning. We had better leave. Okay.
Exactly. Because it's implied that if we stay...We're going to be burnt, we're going to die, something bad will happen.
Something bad might happen.
No, exactly.
Probably will happen, actually.
Yeah.
Can you think of any other examples, Harp?
Well, the one that always comes to mind for me is my father always said, you'd better go to school or you'll end up on the street. Always said this to me. My parents value education a lot.
And it's interesting what you said, you'd better.
Yes.
You'd better. Now, a lot of times in spoken English, we don't say you had better. It becomes a little bit long, and in fact, it actually sounds stronger when you say that. You had better go to school. A lot of times we just say you'd better.
Yeah, we contract it.
Contract it. So, you'd better. She'd better.
Yeah.
They'd better. Or...In fact, what we do a lot of times as well is we make it even shorter. Mm-hmm. We say, you better. We get rid of the had.
Yes, definitely.
They better. We better.
So another example is, if it's raining outside, I'd better take my umbrella. That's it. But the full expression would be, I had better take an umbrella or I will get wet.
Mm-hmm. If I don't take an umbrella, I will get wet.Therefore, I better take an umbrella.
Yeah. What's another example?
Your dentist might say to you, you know, you better floss, because if you don't, your teeth will drop out.
Exactly. So they don't always say, or your teeth will. And they don't say, you'd better. Sometimes they can say, you better floss your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I think they expect you to know what will happen.
Absolutely.
So, fixed expression. It never changes. Well, I guess it changes because we contract it and make it smaller. But the meaning is always the same.
Indeed. And I think that about does it for our explanation. I hope that we were able to explain everything to you in a way that you could understand. If you have any more questions, please check out our website, qlips.com.
You'd better stop talking.
Okay, I think we better wrap up. Let's go have some wine.
Let's go.
Okay, take care, everyone. Have a good night.
Bye, everyone.